Israel has moved to try to calm Syrian and U.S. anger over a plan to expand Jewish settlements on the Golan Heights. Top Israeli officials say the project has not been approved by the government, as the Israeli cabinet heard that Syria is serious about renewing peace talks. Israel's Deputy Prime Minister Ehud Olmert denied Sunday that the government has approved an expansion of Jewish settlements on the Golan Heights. He was responding to an announcement last week that an Israeli ministerial committee had given the go-ahead for another 900 families to settle on the Golan, where some 18,000 Israelis currently reside. The announcement by Israel's agriculture minister, Yisrael Katz, came just weeks after Syrian President Bashar al-Assad called for resumption of peace talks with Israel. Mr. Olmert distanced the government from Mr. Katz's statement.
All the news about a comprehensive expansion of Israeli buildings in the Golan Heights is untrue. There is no such program. The government has not approved of it, and the publications were exaggerated and blown out of any proportion.
His remarks were aimed at appeasing both Syria and the United States. Syria is seeking the return of the Golan, a strategic plateau captured by Israel during the 1967 Middle East War. The United States wants the two countries to return to negotiations aimed at reaching a land for peace deal. Mr. Olmert's statements also coincided with an assessment by the head of Israel's military intelligence, General Aaron Zevi Farkash, presented to the Israeli cabinet on Sunday. General Farkash says Syrian President Assad's recent remarks regarding the possibility of resuming peace talks with Israel are, in his opinion, very serious. He says the Syrian leader's comments are partly a response to pressure from Washington. At the same time, General Farkash says that while Syria is holding out the option of renewing dialogue with Israel, it still supports terrorism. He warns that Syria is continuing to finance what he called Palestinian terror organizations and the Lebanese guerrilla group Hezbollah, which is opposed to Israel's existence. Ross Dunn for VOA News, Jerusalem.